At least 22 people were wounded when around 100 people began hurling rocks and bottles at each other in the city on Egypt's northern coast, where a Muslim had stabbed six people at three separate churches on Friday, killing one of them. Sunday's skirmishes erupted shortly after a religious service ended at one of these churches. Egyptian officials are blaming the attacks on extremists, but Coptic Christians say the government is not doing enough to protect them. About 2,000 riot police cordoned off the front of the church after approximately 200 men left the building carrying crosses, clubs and machetes. The funeral of 78-year-old Coptic Nushiata Gurgis, who died in the Friday attacks, was followed by about 3,000 mourners shouting anti-government slogans as the funeral procession turned into a protest. Police fired tear gas and tried to separate the groups who threw stones and attacked each other with sticks. At least 15 people were arrested. Coptic Christians make up 10% of the Egyptian population and often present complaints of harassment and discrimination. Some Copts argued that previous attacks on them have gone unpunished or have drawn too light a sentences. Experts are concerned that these increases in sectarian tensions could threaten peace in the region. Copts and Eastern Orthodox churches will mark Easter next Sunday, and the hope for peace will prevail, especially around that occasion. I'm Catherine Smybert.